to Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Line DC. My name is Nicholas Brown and I'm the Director of Special Productions at Washington Performing Arts. We're so thrilled to be with you this evening presenting Vivi and the Rebels, which is the 2018-2019 Ensemble in Residence with the Washington Performing Arts Mars Urban Arts Initiative. They are a DC-based band performing an amazing array of original songs and also Afro folk music. I'd like to give a special thanks to Morgan and Jack and the entire team here at The Line DC, which has been a wonderful partner for us since this past spring when the hotel opened. Also, I'd like to acknowledge the Mars Urban Arts Initiative supporters, Jacqueline Badger Mars and Mars Incorporated. Please visit washingtonperformingarts.org for a full lineup of upcoming Mars Urban Arts Initiative events throughout the city. Also, we are going live on fullserviceradio.org this evening through the Line Hotel, so please share that link with your friends on social media and also include the hashtag Mars Urban Arts. Without further ado, please welcome Vivi and the Rebels.
Hello, everyone. As Nicholas said, we are Vivi and the Rebels, and we're really excited to be here tonight at the Line Hotel. This is our last show of the year and our fourth show with Washington Performing Arts, so we're really honored to be a part of this residency. Tonight, we're going to do something a little bit different in terms of our set list than we normally do. The trajectory of our songs is going to kind of go through our history as a band, and for me personally, the history of myself as a songwriter. We call our music Afro Folk, and the idea is that all of us coming together create kind of a collective sound that represents the African diaspora. And so the first few songs that we'll play for you tonight are reflections on the Black experience in America. They were written around the time that police brutality and police killings were very prominent in the news with Mike Brown and people reacting to those and kind of a movement coming up around them. And then as our songs continue, they move from kind of an observation of the outside world to more of an inner reflection of the self and of self-growth and spirituality and the things that need to occur for folks in the movement or people who feel a duty to give back to the community and to fight for justice and liberation of Black and brown people. And so this first song we're going to do tonight is called Cowboys. It's the first song that I ever wrote on the guitar around 2010.
Fight back the cowboys' greed. We call them colonists.
guns, white supremacists. He shoot and kill for fun. Watch cowboy clean his gun. Watch cowboy take your land. He's an American.
Despite resistance from what seems to be our own kind, never blind to the eyes that dot our whole lives. Beneath the soil, America is a grave site. That's a fact, looking back at what really happened. Natives murdered in blood and had our land taken. Then gon' call it free, then gon' tax me. Police attack me, so we attack back. Look here, my fist black. Better run, go duck, shouted Aflac. We want our flag back inside the ground where our blood stained and we endured pain, and we'll return the kings to restore things so that we can exist with this earth like human beings. But that requires change. What that really means is that you thugs gonna have to really bang. I'm just saying.
Again, that first song is called Cowboys, and it's on my first project, which is called The Black Queen. This next song we're going to do is called Sistars. It's one of our most popular songs and one of the songs that we have a music video for. And this is on our first project as Vivi and the Rebels, which is called the EP. And I wrote this song inspired by sisters in the movement. Freedom.
black and brown people. We black and brown people. We black and brown people. We are fighting for our freedom. Yeah. Our sisters, our warriors. Our sisters, our warriors. Our sisters, our warriors. Our sisters, our
So this next song we're going to do is called Black August. It's also on our EP, and I wrote this song after the shooting of Mike Brown. Your freedom.
my brother in the street. He said, young girl, young girl, you got to die for. He said, young girl, young girl, you got to die for your freedom. Oh, don't you know?
Black August. So this next song we're going to do is a cover song by one of my favorite artists, Bob Marley. I am lucky enough to be named after Bob Marley. That's my middle name. And so some of my earliest musical memories are listening to his music. And I think that kind of the style of my writing is inspired by him. His songs have so much meaning in them and so much power. And so I try to also reflect that in the type of music that I make. And so this song is called Zimbabwe.
To decide his own destiny. And in this judgment there is no partiality. So arm in arms with arms we fight this little struggle. 'Cause that's the only way we can overcome our little trouble. Brother, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're so right. We gonna fight, we gonna fight, we gonna fight, fight for our rights. Natch Dreda in a Zimbabwe, Natch Tupper in a Zimbabwe, African delivery in Zimbabwe, I ain't a delivery in Zimbabwe. No more internal power struggle. We come together overcome this little trouble. So soon we'll find out who is the real revolutionary. 'Cause I don't want my people to be tricked by mercenaries. Brother, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're so right. We gonna fight, we gonna fight, we gonna fight, fight for Zimbabwe, mashed up in a Zimbabwe, African delivery, Zimbabwe, I and I delivery, Zimbabwe. To divide and rule will only tear us apart. In every mattress, there beats a heart. So soon we'll find out who is the real revolutionary. Cause I don't want my people to be contrary. And brother, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're so right. We gonna fight, we gonna fight, we gonna fight, fight for our rights. Naji Dreda in a Zimbabwe, Dublin, Zimbabwe, African delivery, Zimbabwe, I and I delivery, Zimbabwe, match Dublin, Zimbabwe, natch trash dinner, Zimbabwe, African delivery, Zimbabwe, I and I delivery, Zimbabwe.
Thank you. So this is my son behind me on his tablet. But I think he was kind of singing along, and I was playing that song earlier today, and he was like, Mommy, isn't this your song? And I was like, no, it's Bob Marley's song. And he was like, why did you take his song? But I took his song because I love him. So this next song is called Move, and I think I wrote this in about 2015. If anyone has heard about the Move 9, which was an organization based in Philly, there was a movie about them called Let the Fire Burn. And in the 80s, the U.S. government dropped a bomb on their house, and the movie was about their movement and their subsequent demise. And after, I guess, years of kind of studying the history of the relationship between Black people and America, seeing this movie, it kind of broke me and kind of broke my spirit. And so to kind of process it and reflect it, this is a song that I wrote. Thank you. After I wrote this song, Move, I'm a farmer. I'm an urban farmer here in DC. And so I was putting a lot of energy into work around food access and food justice in Ward 8. And I had to take time, I guess, as an artist to do more inner reflection. We can want to help and do work in the community as much as we want, but if we are not sustaining ourselves on the inside and working to reflect and grow on the inside, then the work that we do for the community can have little impact. And so this next phase of songs is kind of the internal journey of breaking down fear and trauma and all of those things that you encounter being a black or brown person or a woman or a minority in America. And so that's what these songs reflect, is moving through that fear and figuring out how to heal myself through the work that I do, but also through art. So this song is called Tulum.
Thank you.
just let it go. All the things that I've been searching for, finally I can be me. Oh no, I can just let it go. All the things that I've been searching for, finally I can be me. Things that I've been searching for, finally I can be. Oh no, I can just let it go. All the things that I've been searching for, finally I can be.
I wrote that song when I was traveling in Mexico, in Tulum, and while I was there, I had really heavy, heavy dreams, and so this song is called Follow the Light, and it was inspired by my experience of being in Mexico and having these really heavy dreams, and reflecting on my relationship with dreams, and a lot of these songs kind of speak about dreams, because a lot of our fears are, and a lot of our kind of subconscious thoughts are lay within our dreams, and we can unlock a lot of our potential if we can understand and have control over our dreams.
It was in the palm of my hand, but
don't know me, follow me to the end of the world, baby girl. Follow me, let's be free. You said you would follow me to the end of the world, baby girl. Follow me, let's be free.
More songs for you tonight. This upcoming song is called Coral and it's by an artist named Moses Sumney. And I really like Moses Sumney because he's really weird and he's black, and it's exciting to see kind of more indie black artists up on the scene, and I really like this song.
Thank you.
On the bass. Give it up for Warren. He's from the Virgin Islands and brings that reggae feel to VB and the Rebels. And we have Jason on the cajon. Give it up for Jason. He's from Southeast DC and brings that hip-hop go-go feel to VB and the Rebels. And we have Ajahnay Harley on lead. And he's from New Orleans. Everyone give it up for Ajahnay. And he brings that bluesy feel to Vivi and the Rebels. And I'm Violet, or Vivi Marley, and I'm from Massachusetts by way of Texas, and bring that Afro folk, that folk song, folk feeling to Vivi and the Rebels. And so again, we're really honored to be here tonight. We have two more songs for you. And then our next show with Washington Performing Arts is at DuPont Underground in March. And then our final show with them is at Six and I on April 27th with the other artists in residency, DuPont Brass. So this song is called Quarrel, and it's by Moses Sumney, who's a really awesome artist. And so if you haven't heard of him, definitely look him up and check out his work. So this is our final original song for the night. It's called Cosmic Mother. And I'm a mother of two beautiful children, one over here and one I think somewhere over there. And then I have another one on the way. And so I'm pretty excited to have this be our last show of the year. It's hard to breathe with a baby in my stomach and the guitar kind of gets in the way. But this song, Cosmic Mother, is about finding that your spiritual mother, someone who will look over you and who you, energy that you can tap into any of those times that you may feel alone. Thank you.
everything I have given is left behind me.
Cosmic Mother. Okay, so this is our last song of the evening. We started out our career, I guess, playing lots of shows in Baltimore. And so this song is called Baltimore, and I first heard it sung by the amazing Nina Simone. And so we're paying homage to Nina Simone and Baltimore with this tune.
Thank you.
sunny ocean, looking everywhere. Hard times in the city, in a hot town by the sea. Ain't nowhere to run to, there ain't nothing here for free. Hook around the corner, waiting for a train. Drunk lying on the sidewalk, sleeping in the rain. And they hide their faces, and they hide their eyes. Cause the city's dying, and they don't know why. Oh, Baltimore, ain't it hard just to live? Baltimore, ain't it hard just to live, just to live. Get my sister Sandy and my little brother Ray. All the way. Live out in the country where the mountains high. Never gonna come back here till the day I die. Oh, Baltimore, ain't it hard just to live? Oh, Baltimore, ain't it hard just to live, 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 live? Oh, just to live, 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 live. Oh, Baltimore, ain't it hard just to live, 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 live. Oh, Baltimore, ain't it hard just to live, 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 live.
It's time for the Berkeley lady. It's time for the Berkeley lady. It's time for the Berkeley lady. It's time for the Berkeley lady.
Just to live, 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 live. Oh, Baltimore, ain't it hard just to live, 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 live.
Thank you. We're Vivian the Rebels.
Thank you again all so much for joining us for Vivi and the Rebels' debut here at The Line DC. It's been a treat to be here with you and share the Mars Urban Arts Initiative with the DC crowd and also online at Full Service Radio. Please check out WashingtonPerformingArts.org for future appearances by Vivi and the Rebels. You can also check out their SoundCloud, If you go on Google and type in Vivi Marley and SoundCloud, you'll get their recordings. And they'll be joining us again in the spring at DuPont Underground and then also at 6th and I Historic Synagogue on April 27th in a double bill with DuPont Brass. Washington Performing Arts is next up at Millennium Stage on Wednesday, December 5th at 6 o'clock with the Children of the Gospel Choir doing a holiday concert that will be streamed online as well on the Kennedy Center's YouTube page. And there are many more amazing concerts coming up. And huge shout out to the line and the crew here, Morgan and Jack. Thank you so much. And also thank you to Ness, who is our sound engineer tonight. And thank you to Tori and Alexis from our production team at WPA. Join us on social media. Have a great holiday season. And thank you again for joining us tonight for Vivi and the Rebels.